All right, Rosa, so we'll get started, and we'll see. You know, maybe it might take us 2 days to finish this sugya, so you shouldn't feel badly if you didn't get through all the marmakomos or you had trouble with some of them. So there's no rush. And as I indicated, after the break, we're going to be picking up with Kiddushin. This is sort of just a buffer. This is Pesachim, okay? And we'll see. I mean, it's going to take some time till we all get used to one another. I don't know what type of shiur you've been familiar with until now, so feel free to let me know if we're going too slow, too fast, you know, too interesting, not interesting enough. You let me know, whatever the problem is. Too much excitement. You let me know if it's too exciting. Okay, what's that? You just walk out. Okay, fair enough. Oh, we volunteered to read a little bit. Someone read to the chat. Someone. Doctor, go. It sounds like it. Okay, we'll get him next time. Yeah, start from the bottom. We'll start from the bottom of Kuf Hayman Beis, just to get a little bit of the pshat. Right. So Shmamina Miha Masnisa and Tamni. We learned from here, from this whole little discussion, the preceding discussion, eight things. Okay, what does that mean? Right, so even though you said Atachal Antana, you still have to go home and recite the regular Havdalah. Right, so which Beracha is this we're referring to? Birkat HaMazon, right? Birkat HaMazon, we mentioned before that at least in certain cases, Birkat HaMazon requires, in an ideal setting, a kos. That's right. Someone should say Bracha, al ha-kos. All right, good. What does that mean? Right. Good. So anytime you have a kos shel bracha, anytime a cup is required, it's going to require a certain amount of wine to rise to the level of a kos shel bracha. That could be Berkat HaMazon, that could be Kiddush, that could be Havdalah, that could be anything else. Make the brachas under the chuppah, right? Anytime you're going to have what's called a kosher bracha, dalad kosos for seder, all going to require a revi'it, the revi'is, alright? Okay, the sardim will excuse me. I am by nature Ashkenaz. I'm going to try to cater to everybody, so you'll excuse my pronunciation, okay? Right. Yeah, you can find a happy medium, whatever you're comfortable with. Right, what does that mean?
That means the one who makes the barakah, he has to taste from the wine.
Right.
Drink some of the wine.
Right. Why?
Otherwise it's barakah levatala.
Well, you're right. No, you qualify the kos as a kol shel bracha. You said bar piagaf, and now you're just going to leave it. First of all, if you made a bracha, if you made a generally speaking, make a berakah ananin, you make a berakah ananin, you have to eat. You don't go around making a berakah ananin, but without eating, there's no... It's not like a berakah shavach. You have to eat. Otherwise, why are you making the bracha? But and even in this case, where you're making a berakah gafen as a berakah mitzvah, right? You're qualifying the kos as a kos shel bracha. And then what? You just put it down? You made berakah gafen. Now you do nothing with it? The kos has to be drunk from. So we know that it's ideal that the person who made the bracha be the one to drink. In some cases, lamaisa, that it could even be someone else, but the cup must be drunk from. Yeah. Not nice. It's sort of to bizui to the coast. And as I made it a kosher bracha, I just put it down. Okay. Right. So this is our issue for today. Right. If a person, was telling. Right. Tamo. If he was towing from it, from the coast. Then he was pogmo. What does that mean? He was poging it. He was poging it. Pagamoto. Right? What was he poging? He was poging the kos. What does that mean?
Blemish then cannot be used for another barakah.
Okay, good. So that's what we're going to have to see what exactly it means. Blemished is a good word. It was blemished. It was damaged. It was marred. And something was done to it that's now a problem going forward. Okay, good. Let's go a little further.
Ta'am.
Right, even though a person ate. Even though he ate, right? Let's say a person ate when he wasn't supposed to. After Shabbos, he sat down and he forgot. He didn't make Havdalah HaKos in the middle of his meal. He still has to do it. We don't say, oh, I lost my chance because I ate first. Tom,
there were some who, in that situation, would say that one has to postpone the course till the next morning.
Right, Rashi said, or the Rashbam says, "Afal pisha ocho mavdi, v'lo yamtin ad l'machar kodem achila." Right, well, this is the havmina that you have to wait. Anytime you see the Gemara doing this, by the way, this is a good illustration. If the Gemara is going out of its way to tell you something which we would tend to think is obvious, right? Then there's obviously a hava amina to think otherwise. And the Rashbam says, yeah, there's a hava amina to say, Laman darma lekaman tom einam avdil. Right? There's one that says, no, you won't make havdol, and maybe you have to make it up another time. Okay. Hacha galoga sinan tom einam akadish, that's a different issue. Good. Next. We're now on the top of Kuvav Amud Aleph, for those that are following along in Cyberland. Right. What does that mean? In a case where he only has one, right? Where he only has one, then we'll allow for a person to make two different kiddushot at one cup. Even though normally, if a person has the option of using two separate cups, that's the preferred method. All right. A little bit further. Right. This is the preceding, right? The preceding is really Beishamai, according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's not our issue, so we're not going to really spend too much time, but anyone that wants to see what exactly is the discussion over there should look at this Rashbam. Discusses the Gemara earlier and the Gemara in Brachot that tells you why exactly this is Beishamai, according to Rabbi Yehuda. But now, yeah.
To make...
No, the opposite. To make where you have two, to make one bracha on one bracha on another. But if you only have one, then we allow you to make both brachas on one. Right. Okay. Now we're getting into the issue of the pegima. Right. That when you when you tell him the coast, when you tell him from the coast, you pole game it. Right. Right. So Rashi is saying like this: that there's two rules. Tomo pogmo, you drank from the cup, you damaged it, you were pogging it. That's one rule. And then on the other hand, we have another rule that a kos needs a certain shear. He says really these two things are one; they go hand in hand. What does that mean?
Thing we're worried about when we drink it is still a shiur that.
So good. A simple pshat in the Gemara is that the pigima that we're talking about is that I took away from the requisite shiur. Right? So before we didn't know exactly what the pigima was. We said we were pogim the kos. Who knows what that means? Ravashi's saying, I'll tell you what it means. It means that now you're lacking in the shiur. You're lacking in the shiur of the kos. Okay, very good. A little further. V'hachikama, right? V'hachikama. My taima, pogmo. What's the reason why, if I'm toim, I created a pagam? Oh, so I'll tell you, mishum, the kosh al-bracha, tzarech shiur. The kosh needs a shiur. So therefore, if I took away from the shiur, I left a cup that's deficient, I made a pagima in the kosh. Okay, good. A little further. He was makbid on what? Particular. He was particular about it. He was makbid on it. Good. What is that? What's a chatzva pegima mean? Good. Right. On a coast. Good. 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 And so if we have time, we'll barrels are in the same way, as if it was drunk from, right? We're going to have to talk about what exactly is, if we have time, and we'll get back into that. What's the difference between these three shittos? Yeah, right? Why would I say only on a cup? Why would I say even on a pitcher, even on a barrel? I'll leave that for the moment. Let's just take a look at this Rashbam. On Kuf Vav Amud Aleph, the Rashbam, towards the bottom towards the middle of the Amud, really. Let's start with Mishum de Kol Shabracha Tzarech Shiur. It's where the lines become wider. Someone else want to? You got it. Well, this is a little bit loud, so I mean, it's a lot of noise. Good. So what do you see from here? Again, simple pshat in the Gemara is that what? That the problem with the te'ima is one, at least according to that shita, is what? Is that you're taking away from the shear. So if you only had exactly a revius, and then you drank it, and then you were pogame it. But the Rashbam explains, according to the shita that says that the whole problem is only one of shear. If I have a large cup and I have a lot in there, and then it's not a pegima if I drank a little bit. All right, a little further. Cup it akasa pegima. This is important. Right, l'kiddush, l'avdala, l'berchas amazon. L'sadron al yayin. Right? Well, so what is the Rashbam list? Which things would be problematic? Right? Which things would be...
What are you saying? Bracha?
So, Kiddush, Havdala, Berch Samazon, and any brachos, Shetiknu L'Sadron Al-Hayayin. Any situation where you have to do the mitzvah, Al-Hayayin. Okay? That would be lacking in the coast in some way. Yeah, Shemra, right. Anything that requires a kos, exactly. Go ahead. Can't make a bracha on a kos pogam. What does that mean? Good. If you want to use that wine, for what purpose? It's for your thirst, right? To enjoy. What would you do? You drink it, but more than drinking it, what else do? You make a bracha. Which bracha do you make? Bar Pi Gefen. Is that a chidush? Is this a chidush? Doesn't sound like it, right? This is
what? You
thought that was obvious, right?
Yeah. But was it perhaps not so obvious?
Well, apparently, Rashbam's going out of his way to tell you that what? That you make when you want to drink it, not for Berakas HaMitzvah, you'll still drink it and make a bracha, Bar Pi HaGafen, or Bar Pi HaGafen, as the case may be. Right? So, what's the Rashbam saying? That's a question that we need to underscore and we need to think about for a minute. Well, let's finish the Rashbam. Did everyone realize that when they read it? Seemingly unnecessary? Unnecessary to tell me that. Or is it? Let's go a little further. So Rashbam tells you another thing. What does it mean when we say that these various amoroim were makbid on kos pogam? What does makbid mean?
Particular
about it. If I'm particular about something, what does it tell you? If you say, oh, he's very particular about it, is that what?
There's a way to do it.
Right. So maybe it's my specific particularity, but strictly speaking, it's permissible. Right, would you say that, oh, that guy is very particular about keeping Shabbos? He's very particular about that. That's, you know, something that he takes very seriously. You wouldn't use that kind of term, right? You might say someone's machmir, he has a lot of chumras, but particular makes it sound like, you know, everyone else is not so particular, not so careful about it, but he's particular about it. We wouldn't say that, because it's obvious, you have to keep Shabbos. Right? Or kashrut, you wouldn't say that guy is very, he's machmir. He's machmir on that. Right, he's makbid. You know, when you're younger, they say, oh, he's makbid on Lashon Hara. That's a big thing, he's very makbid. It's also, you know, it's like he's makbid on it. So what does Rashbam say? Rashbam says, Lashon HaMakbid means he was extra particular about it, but the implication is that really, if you don't have a choice, it's mudder. Okay? Okay. Let's take a look at Rashi. and then the Miri. So again, for the Rashbam, we raise one question now. The question is, what is the Rashbam telling us, when he says that I can't use the kos for Berakas HaMitzvah when it's Pagum, right, for Havdalah, for Berakas HaMazon, for Kiddush, and the like, but if I want to drink it, then I'll make a Bar Piyagafen. That's Pasha, right? Fashteitzach, as we say. I don't need the Rashbam to tell me that. What's the Chidush? Take a look at Rashi, and then we'll see the Mihiri.
Especially because he adds Belechot.
Right, all the special brachos, the Chazal were misaking to do it ala kos, I shouldn't use a kos pagum. And what else does he do? He throws another thing in here also. He starts telling me a rule in Hilchos Brachos, a philosophical rule. What's the rule? That it's also for a person to eat without making brachos. Right, the Gemara in Maseches Brachos says that a person eats or is otherwise nene from this world without making bracha first. What's it like? You remember the Lashon of the Gemara? It's ki'ilu ma'al. Ki'ilu ma'al means he took something from Kaviyach. He took something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu without permission. What does it mean? God's going to go looking for him. Where's my apple? I know it was here someplace. It's not what it means. It means that for the person himself, he has to have a certain recognition that he's about to partake of the bounty that God provided him with, and he needs for his own perfection. He needs to make a bracha. So that's why it's like me'ila. It's like he took from Hekdesh. In a certain sense, this is not just here for you to, you know, run wild with. So that's it. Do I look cold? Are you cold also? Oh, so if you're cold, yeah, please. Is that normally what's done? It's cold in here. Yes, you could turn to me. You want to pause the tape for a second? Yeah, go ahead. You'll be back online over there. Sorry, go ahead. So Rashbam is just trying to show us that from that Lashon of Makbid, it sounds like this is only sort of a mitzvah minam muvchar, the best way to do it. But if you don't have a choice, the only wine that you have is Yain Pagum, that you would still be able to use that for Birkat HaMazon or for Havdalah. In the worst case scenario, you try not to have that. Okay, let's take a look at that Rashi. Start with that Rashi over there. Kapid. It's the third line down in Rashi. Again, if you have the handout, so it's a way to remember. Rashi's always on the inside margin, right? Page numbers are on the outside. Page numbers are always on the outside, and Rashi's always on the inside. Go ahead. Again, Rashi also seems to be telling us that this halacha of kos pagum is only said with regard to what? Kos shel bracha, right? Kos shel bracha, brachos that or mitzvos that have an accompaniment of a bar piyagafen as a kos shel bracha, but stam to drink, that's not a problem. Okay, it doesn't go into such detail like the Rashbam in terms of telling me about it's also to be nana from Olam Hazah without bracha, but he also does throw in that the bracha is still Birkas HaYayin, which still sounds like it needs to be understood. All right? How many guys got to the Mi'iri? You guys got to the Mi'iri a little bit? Okay, so we'll do it together. We'll do the Mi'iri, and then after seeing the Mi'iri, you'll tell me what you think that Rashi and the Rashbam are saying, unlike the Mi'iri. Okay, sometimes when you look at a Rishon and you see something that calls out and looks a little strange, you know, like Rashi sometimes says that the Mikra calls out Darsheni, needs to be understood. Sometimes you don't really understand the full depth of it until you see another perspective. And you say, oh, now I understand what he was talking about. All right, let's take a look at the Mi'iri. The Mi'iri really is in two places. So we'll take a look at the Mi'iri first over here on this page, on the printed sheet. Take a look at this printed sheet first. This printed sheet... type sheet, I should say. That's the Mi'iri over here. I'm Sachim. And he says, very simply, G'doli ha'doro shalafaneinu kasvua dafka l'birkas ha'mazon. Says the earlier Rishonim wrote that this rule of kos pagum applied specifically to the realm of birkas ha'mazon. V'chein l'chol brachos birkas chova, right? L'chol brachos chova, kigon kiddush v'abdallah, and so on. Aval inyan bor piagafen, ta'amo v'lo pagmo, that this rule of ta'amo, pagmo, doesn't apply l'gabi the bracha, because over there it would say ta'amo v'lo pagmo. In other words, there is no pigima vis-a-vis what? vis-a-vis the bracha of bar piagafen, right? Vis-a-vis the bracha, there's no pegima. Hoyo ubirkas hananin hi, because now it's just the birkas hananin. She says that's their svar. Ve'ein nirli came. The Mishnah says I don't agree with that. El what? Read the last line there, last words. The Miri, that's right. The Miri says you wouldn't be able to make bar piagafen. Just to drink, it's down. Just to drink, it's down. Let's say a guy goes into the refrigerator, and my kids like grape juice lately. So when I was growing up, he never drank grape juice if it wasn't for kiddush or for Shabbos or something. My kids like grape juice. So let's say you have grape juice that was drunk from, and someone left the cup on the table, put it back in the refrigerator, leftover. Let's say you have an individual juice box, right? The juice boxes, drank from it, you put it back in the refrigerator. According to the Meiri, if someone else would come by later, or even the same person, and take it again to drink, you would not make bar piagafen. You'd not make bar piagafen. The Meiri says, oh, the other Rishonim say, you would make bar piagafen, because it's just now it's just the birkas hananin, and the only problem is in terms of the koshal bracha. No, you can't say that. What would you say? Okay, good. So what would the Miri say if you could drink it? What do you think the Miri would tell you? Let's say you told the Miri, listen, I really like to have this grape juice. What's he going to tell you? You could drink it. You could drink it. Are you allowed to drink it without a bracha? You have to make a different bracha. Right? You can't make bar piagafen. So it has to be a different bracha. What bracha would it be? Probably shahakol. Right? Probably shahakol.
Why can't you make a bracha?
That's what we have to decide. We have to understand why you can't make the bracha. Exactly. That's a good question. So let's start with the Meiri, okay? How is the Meiri approaching this sugya of ta'amo pogma, kos pogma? Meiri clearly says kos pogma means you can't make a bracha of bar piagafen.
He's taking it more literal in a sense, where the meaning of the word is pogma, it's actually blemished. Not as the sense where you need a shiur. But
right, clearly not. Clearly nothing to do with the shiur, good. What's blemished, though?
Saying the ability to make the bracha is blemished.
Well, it's true. I can't make this bracha. What status? Status of what?
Of the grape juice.
Of the, well, which one is he? He's saying two different things. After,
I think it's,
you want to say it's the coast? Yeah. Status of the coast? Even the Miri agreed that? Miri agreed that, you're saying? Take that juice, put it in a different cup, I can make bar piagafen on it? Okay.
Why would that change whether you could say agafen or not?
What Irving's saying?
Yeah.
Like, you have to ask him.
If you're saying it's in the cost,
right,
then you wouldn't be able to take it and pour it into a different cup and say barachan or take it.
You wouldn't be able to do that?
You
would be able to do that.
If you're saying it's on the actual geffen, then you wouldn't.
What do you mean when you say actual geffen?
On the
yayin, right? Yeah. The substance. Well, you can't make it. Doesn't it's no longer chashuv enough, right? It's no longer chashuv enough to get its own bracha. Yayin is special in general. Like you don't find it by other mashkim, right? All other mashkim bracha is basically shakal, right? Some held orange juice maybe is barpia eitz. That's a separate machlokas in the poskim, right? Pulp, even without the pulp, they say if the oranges were grown just for the purpose of making juice, then this was the way this fruit was intended to be enjoyed, as a juice. But that's a whole separate machlokas, we're not getting into that. But as a rule, most drinks, right, according to most poskim, are shakal. Yayin all of a sudden comes along and we have a special bracha, bar piagafen. Why? Because yayin is chashiv. Yayin is a certain chashivas. We see that in halacha, yayin is machla bavenosh. You're not allowed to drink wine at certain times because of the status that it has. So the Miri is saying, the Miri? You tell me.
Yeah, so that's
it seems to me that way, right? So you can't make a bar piagafen. You can't make a bar piagafen.
Whoever's focusing on the shear will be talking about
the coast, right. Good. Very good. Let's see the rest of this, the next Meiri in Brachos. He gets into a little more detail. And then we'll see the other Shitas. We'll get back into the other Shitas. And what's going to be a big Nafkamina? I think what guys mentioned already. Can you fix it? Or how can I fix it? According to Miri, can I fix this to make it Bor Pia Goffin worthy? Doesn't seem that way right now, right? This substance is no good. But maybe we'll see. There might be a way to do it. Maybe there's a way to do it. How could I do it?
If the reason it's no good is because of the cup it's in, then
no. Let's say forget about the cup. Let's assume that we're assuming that
maybe
it's
if you added more.
Oh, what do you call that? What do you mean added more? How much more?
Just anything.
No, if you add another shiur into it.
I would say you add anything.
Rove?
Okay, majority why Rove? Why majority new?
Because then that would be like a new...
New what?
It's like a new shiur.
What do you call that? What do you call that in halacha? It's not here.
Rove?
Yeah. Yeah, some form of bittul. Some form of bittul. You're right. This wine right now, I can't make a bread pragafen on it because it no longer enjoys a certain status that it had before. But if I can't find it anymore because it's all subsumed into something greater, then I'll say, okay, now on this I can make bread pragafen. So we'll have to test that. But I think what everyone's getting at is the other possibility that it might not be anything to do with the substance.
It's the same principle that applies to meat, right?
Which principle?
16.
Oh, you mean Issa Vahata, you mean? Any Issa Vahata. Yeah. Right? If I have chalent and a little, if chamim, right? And a little milk falls into my chamim. Right? No, you guys don't eat that?
Yeah, we do.
Okay. So, for us, chalent. Milk falls in. What's the halacha? There's milk in there. So, if it's enough to be batel, then we say, basically, halacha says that there is no milk in there. Right? So, the whole thing is mutter. There's no issur here, as far as we're concerned halachically. It's all heter. It's batel b'shishim, right? So some form of bittul might work to say that the wine can now be treated as geffen again or goffen again. Let's take a look at the other Meiri, the Meiri in Brachos. Interesting language that he uses here. Someone likes to read? You want to give it a try? No? You sure? Avi?
I'm good.
Irving, you want to give it a shot? No? You hate reading? Come on, we're going to work on that. There's no such thing. We're all friends here. You want to try? We'll help you out. From the bottom. Kol Shel Bracha. Good. So it needs a shear. And how much is the shear? A shear is a revius of yain, what we call yain mazug. Everyone's familiar with what yain mazug was?
Oh, we diluted the yain?
But so today we don't really have the need for a meziga anymore, but it used to be that you had yayin chai, you had very concentrated wine, and you couldn't really use that. So you had to water it down, you had to cut it a little bit. You know, sometimes a person drinks a scotch, right? If you drink a scotch, you know, sometimes it's too strong, you like to water it down a little bit. What's that?
For me, one drop of scotch.
Okay, but I'm saying there's an idea of, you know, cutting it a little bit. So the wine, they had to water it down in a certain ratio. Okay. Yeah, please. Stop there for 1 second. What does that mean? If it was tasted, right? V'im tamo. If it was tasted, then nifgam, it's puzzle, we'll say puzzle. For what purpose? For Birkat Hamazon, and we know also any other kol shel bracha. Good. Keep going. He wants to drink from it. He has one kos. He only has one kos. He only has enough wine from it. From it. Okay. He wants to drink from it. When? Kodem Birkat HaMazon. He wants to drink now. Before Birkat HaMazon. So what does he do? Right. If he has more than a revius. Right. She told him. He has to have some, right? Sheishtayer. What does yishtayer mean? Yishtayer. There should be left over. Good. Good. So now what is he? He has this assumption here. He has a little bit more than revius. He has more than revius, but he only has one cup. So what's he going to do? He wants to have a drink for whatever reason. He's in the middle of his meal. He has wine. Right? The guy's having a nice steak, and he has some wine, his bottle of wine, but he, right now he wants to have a little wine, which is a steak. But if he drinks out of the bottle, it's going to be pagum. So what does he do? The Miri says, makes bar piya gafen, but what does he do with it? It's not just leave it over. Where is he drinking from? He's pouring it in his hand. Pouring it in his hand or in another cup. He's pouring another cup in his hand.
Where is it right now?
You want to make sure there's at least a revius left over to use for Berachas HaMazon, right?
But why does he use all the
kos echad? As opposed to kos acher? It's a good question. I was thinking that maybe in the newer...
That's why I was confused. I was thinking, but there's no way...
In a newer version, we don't have the svarim here, but I'm guessing if we look in the newer Meiri, this might be kos acher. It might be. But it means some kos other than where the wine is now.
Yeah. Why can't you drink it where it is now? Because then it will be the whole problem.
Then you'll be all right. So back to square one. You make it pogum, and now you come to Berachas HaMazon, and you have a kos pogum. Good. Good. Now let's say he only has a revius. He only has one revius. If he drinks it now, he's not going to have a Berachas HaMazon. What should he do with it? Samir says, let's see. Hamuvchar. Okay, stop over there. So what does that mean? He only has a revius. If he only has a revius, what should he do? He has a choice now. He could drink some now with his steak. Let's say I have steak with wine. Enjoy himself. If he does that, what's going to happen?
He's not going to have enough.
He's not going to have the wine on which to make the Berachas HaMazon. So one person could say, okay, if I don't have it, so I won't have it when it comes time to bench. What am I going to do? What does the Miri say? No, you shouldn't do that. You should dafka, leave the wine so that you can make the Berachas HaMazon in a manner which is mitzvah min ha-mumchar, the best way. Do it the best way. Varsar shiyitom, you have it with the ayin. Well, and now have it for Berachas HaMazon? Well, let's say when I get to Berachas HaMazon, I don't have wine, so now I'm an onus. It's not my fault, I don't have wine. Right? Maybe I don't have a chiv to save it. I'm not benching now. I hear what you're saying. He's trying to tell you that really, maybe it's not an absolute chiv either. He says mitzvah min ha-mubchar. So maybe since it's only mitzvah min ha-mubchar, you'd say, okay, mitzvah min ha-mubchar. The choiciest way to do it, the best way to do it. Right, we were speaking before, people do it, people don't do it. You see that it's the right thing to do. Ad kedei kach, that the Miri says, you should save it, even as much as you want that wine, you should save it for later. Okay? Now let's say you only have one cup, but it's already pogum. Let's say someone drank from it already. Right? So he says, that cup you can't use for a bracha, as we'll explain in its place, meaning maybe back in Pesachim. But now, what bracha is he talking about? Right? So we read a little further. Mikom Akom. Yeah. Dafka. Right. Any case that's a berkat chova, any time that you have to make a bar piya gafen, this rule applies. Aval. Right? Gedolei hadorot. Right? Others, the other Rishonim, said already that you can make a bracha. What's his position? Miri's position? Uledaatenu. Cain. No, Cain, stop. Pause. What does that mean? This rule is applicable even in the case of Bori Pi Agafen. Now, Kemo Shabayanu Ba'achron Shel Pesachim. So too. Kemo, right? After Bori Pi Agafen, Cain. The halacha is this way also. Right? To Bori Pi Agafen. The halacha is this way also. To the bracha. Right? To the bracha. Okay, so let's work backwards now. Is everyone, we're all on the same page? Everyone clear? Okay, So we said like this, that the Meiri holds that just in the same way that I can't use a kos pagum for a Birkas HaMitzvah or for a koshal bracha, there's some type of psul, that same psul applies even to what? Even to a case where I just want to have it for my own enjoyment. Just want to enjoy the wine. Can't make a bar piagafen. So we said, it doesn't mean you're not going to make a bracha at all, because that's asur. You can't eat or drink without a bracha. So it must have another bracha. What lost out? Lost out in the fact that I can't say bar piagafen. Why not? Because apparently once I drank from this substance, it's less chashuv. It's less chashuv to the extent that I can't say the bracha that's normally miyuchad to this chashuv beverage, bar piagafen. It's a big chiddush. If you're using this kind of wine, according to the Meiri, if you're using this kind of wine, assuming that he agrees with the Rashbam that you could do it b'di'evet, right? Assuming that he holds up b'di'evet, you could use this type of kos, then yeah, you're gonna say shakol. So it's a big chiddush. The Meiri is the only one that I know of that says this. The Meiri is the only shita that holds this way, and we don't hold this way, but it's a big chiddush. But we'll see, there's a nafkamina, right? The nafkamina that we already alluded to. You want to say something?
Yeah. So you hold that it's only going to become, it's not going to be a problem if you're leaving over Jesus. Okay,
if you drank from it? Yeah. No, he says if you drank from it, you shouldn't drink from it, you should pour it off. You should pour it off. That's why he says you pour it into your hand or into another cup.
So it's outside of the actual cup.
So you're not drinking from the cup. But he's sort of saying that there's two concerns. There's the shear, and then there's, and that's a good question. How does he work out the
it seems like for your
that's a shear and the din in the cup. Right. Right? Okay, good. So let's go back to the Rashbam and to Rashi now. Right? Rashbam and Rashi. What are they saying is the problem?
You just need shear list.
What's the problem with kos pagum?
That you're not going to have enough.
Let's say you did have enough. Let's say you have more than revius. Let's say you have enough of more than revius. It's fine?
If you drink from the thing, you have to pour the robe, that thing?
Well, yeah. Before we get to that, we don't know about that yet, right?
Right.
Oh, it's lacking. There's some kind of chisaron now. The kos is lacking, right? There's a chisaron in the kos. This kos
doesn't have a large enough quantity.
Well, let's say it has a revius. What is the lacking? What's the chisaron in this kos? Yeah, please. That's according to that first shita that says that. Think about the Rambam, if you saw that Rambam. Think about that Rambam. Seems like it.
Yeah, that's why the pitcher and the barrel.
Right, all those cases, the pitcher and the barrel.
That's why it seems weird that you...
It's not it, right?
There's a lot more than the shear.
Right, you see, those cases are not shear-based. Right? Right, person, and that's not their shita. They're saying there's only shita. Let's assume it's only in cases of Birkas HaMitzvah, the Koshal Bracha. Right, that's their problem. Not the Bar Piagafen. So you see, it's not a din in the wine. It's a din in the kos somehow.
Kli has to be full.
Yeah, those are different issues. That's mole. We didn't even get into that. Forget about full. But let's read the Rambam together. I'm not forcing anyone's hand. I still want to hear what everyone thinks. But let's just look at the Rambam for 1 second. And maybe with the Rambam, you could have a different idea. So, Avi, you want to read the Rambam? It's very short. No?
Okay.
It's the Rambam is on the type page, 4. Yeah, page 4. Mm-hmm. The other sheet. You have it behind you.
The second one?
It's the second paragraph down. The Ram, this is the Ram and Hilchos Shabbos.
Cliche, Milo Yayin.
Right, Mola Yayin.
Mola Yayin. Afilu Machzik. Machazik. How do you pronounce
Machzik, right, Machzik. Even if it holds.
Kama Revius.
Kama Revio. Holds many Revisim. Let's say I have a cup that's 5 Revisim big. Okay? Go ahead. Im Shasam Imenu.
Im Shasam Imenu.
Ma'at.
Hare Zeb. Pagmo, Vinafsel.
Vinafsel.
Vinafsel. Vin
Mikachin.
El Hash. Al Hashar.
Right.
Mipne Shehu Kishiore Kosos.
Good. What does that mean? Just the pshat. What does that mean?
Drink a little out of it.
Cup, but how big is the cup?
It's
bigger than a revius. I'm not drinking it down to where it's less than a revius. I have 5 revisim in the cup. Right? And I drank a little bit. And there's at least a revius left. Can I use the rest of that for kosher bracha? No, why not? What's the Ram is lashon? It's very important.
Nifsal.
Definitely talking about the coast, but what's his lashon? It's nifsal. Nisal, I can't use it. Ve'in mekanshin al shar. Why?
Shirei kosos.
What does that mean? Shirei kosos.
Oh, it's like there's not enough.
No, there's enough.
The share of that kos.
Shirei without an ayin. What does that mean? Leftovers. Shirei kosos, like, you know, shirayim. You go to the tish, you know, you get shirayim. That's the same shar. Shirei leftovers.
Based on the
That's right. So what does that mean? It's leftovers.
It's based
This coast, right? This coast. You're gonna use this as a kosher bracha. This is someone else's leftovers, right? It's not that the yayin itself is a substance is pogum, but in terms of using this entity called the kosher bracha. Right. Forget about the fact that it should be up to the top. That's a different issue. Right? That's ideal, but that's not going to be market. Right? The fact that you should bring the yayin to the top of the coast. Everyone's aware of that? When you make kiddush, you try to do that? That's not going to be market. Revius is market. But here you have a revius. Yeah, you have a revius, but what else? What's the nature of this revius? The revius also defines a coast. Right? A coast is a revius. A revius of wine is a coast. Kosher bracha. So now I have a revius of yayin. But what's the pedigree of this revius?
Leftovers.
See, now your kos is not such a chashuv kos anymore. Right? You want to use this as a kos shel bracha for kiddushin or for birkas hamazon. The whole thing is to lend chashivus. Why are you making birkas hamazon on kos shel yayin? Because making kos shel yayin is davar chashuv. You're lending chashivas, you're adding sort of pomp and circumstance to the whole ceremony, to the whole process. But now you're going to take a leftover cup? That's a bizui. You can't do that. All right? So now, let's take both of these shitas. If I hold that it's a din in the yayin, on the one hand, so the meir says, if I hold it's a din in the yayin, I can't even make a bar piagafen on it. I'm going to have to make a different bracha. According to the shita, according to the Rambam, does it have anything to do with the bracha? If I drank it stam, would I make a bar piagafen? Of course I would, because this has nothing to do with the yayin. The yayin is not pogum. I didn't alter the substance of the wine to the extent that I can't make a bar piagafen on it anymore. Just the coast, the way it is now.
In relation to the cup.
Exactly. It's used. So, okay, it's still bar piagafen, but it's not chashiv enough to use as a kosher bracha. Okay? Apparently not. Well, what do you mean leftovers? Not filled. Exactly as is? Okay, what if you pour it into a cup that's smaller than the original cup? Yeah.
It would seem that it wouldn't be leftovers.
And I see why he's saying that. It seems like that, right? I'm just taking it from one place and putting it another. I'm not constituting a new kos, because what did I do different? Right, because if you say it's in relation to that cup, it's leftovers vis-a-vis that cup. But if I make a new cup, it's not leftovers here. Here, it's new, right? It's taking up new space. So this is more, I guess, the halacha mitzvah. But if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, the bottom of page 5, he says that idea like that. He quotes from the Achronim that if you're stuck, you see it, she'en lo kos acher, ve'en lo bamel sakin akos. If you have no other way of fixing it, the bottom of page 5, the very bottom of page 5, Mishnah Berurah. Right? V'kamashmalan, da havmi demut of levarich below kos klal. Kamashmalan, the inyan pogum hurak l'chachila, like that Rashbam that we saw. It's only l'chachila. Im yochli zar, b'zev lo l'ikuv. It's not, you're not going to not make a benching because I don't have yain. It's not pogum. Kos v'achronim, the kishet zarich levarich al kos pogum. What should you do? Im yeshlo kos katan, hamachzik revius. Let's say you have a kos that holds at least a revius. You have two revisim in this leftover cup. Yishboch meha gadol osocho. Da'izeh nami misakin ha'pegima k'tas. Mr. Bird does qualify. He sort of agrees with you. He says, listen, it's not the best. It's not the best because really what you're doing is you're taking leftovers from one cup and you're just putting it in a different cup. But where you're putting less than what you had originally, it's essentially a new cup, right? If you are just take all the substance from one cup and put it in another cup, you're right. What did I do? I just moved it spatially, right? Geographically, I moved it from one place to another. I didn't create a new kos, but where I took part of that substance and I put it in a kos that's different, with a different orientation, I created a new kos.
Why does it matter if it's a different orientation, though? I mean, is it the
because otherwise you'll just call it shiurim.
I'm saying, so if you pour, let's say, grape juice into a cup and you don't fill it up, is that considered leftovers?
What's Matt Irving? You don't like this idea that it's a new coast.
Rarely do I say a word.
My first day. It's the Mishnah Berurah, you know, so I'm just telling you. That seems to be what he's saying, right? No, it's not. It's a good question. No, you're asking a good question. It's difficult. Right? But you see, even the Mishnah Berurah is not willing to say, just take all the contents and put it in a new, put it in a new cup. Right, that he's not saying. What's the difference? So maybe let's focus on that. Why is this different? Why does it help when I'm using less than what I had originally? Okay, what would you say?
What do you mean? What's the question?
See, Mr. Bruce seems to be saying that it wouldn't necessarily help if, let's say I have these shirayim and I put it in that cup. Right, just pour this into there. And I'll say, okay, panim chadashas bolakan, it's a new cup and that's it. Mr. Bruce doesn't seem to be saying that. He's saying if you have the ability to pour into a smaller cup where you're leaving over some of the contents, you're only borrowing some. Now it's new.
It's not considered leftovers.
Well, he says ketas. I mean, he's aware of the problem, right? He's aware that it's still on some level seems very tied to its original kos. But he's saying it's a new kos.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You have more left over. You still have.
Speak it out here.
It's like taking it from the first grape juice bottle.
But when I take part of something, so that's what I'm doing. I'm taking part of something. What do you say? I took that thing. Back where? Back in the first case.
When all of it's in one place,
right.
All that identity is left.
Shiri kosos.
When you take less of it, it's no longer that's leftover. It's not left. It's no longer leftover. Everything else that you have is in one.
Well, why? That's what we're trying to say. You're right. But that's
you're not going to relate to it.
It's what?
You're not going to relate to it.
To the original drinking. To the original use.
Yeah.
No, he's trying to explain it. He's saying it's only going to be called a leftover when it.
What about that first pile? Would that be leftovers? Like, let's say I take
what's left in there. Yeah,
what's left in there?
Just, right.
Oh, that's leftover.
Right, that's leftover.
It's leftover of the leftover.
No, but now you're creating a new source.
Right, new. Yeah. Exactly. Now, this is what we're saying is like this. Once I take it away from here, it doesn't relate back to the original drinking. Right? In other words, right now it's in here. I'm explaining what you're saying. I know, I'm trying to explain what you're saying. I'm not disagreeing with you.
You don't identify.
Exactly. Let's say I drink from here. I drink from here, and now I have leftovers. So why is it leftover? It's leftover because I drank from here, so it's leftover from my drinking. But when I take part of it away and I put it someplace else, I don't look at that as being leftover from my original drinking. I say basically it's a part of what was here, but it's not. It's a new zach. It's a new.
It's like you open a Sprite box.
Right.
Drink some out of the Sprite box, and you poured it into someone else's cup.
Right.
You're not going to identify with you drinking.
Exactly. I mean, he might not want to drink it, but
yeah,
<that's
a> different
you're not going to call it leftovers. You're not going to say, oh, you gave me your leftovers. Right. Yeah, you're saying good.
This is the bottle I'm filled.
Let's say. Okay.
Then if I take and pour something smaller,
that's right.
It's going to fill a thing that's smaller.
And you'll have some.
Yes, correct.
I think because there's some left in here.
That's right.
That means this,
new.
Not leftovers.
That's what we're saying.
Yeah, you're saying good. What's that? You're saying it should be even if I transfer it to a new cup?
Yeah.
But what?
Saying the whole.
Take the entire contents of the cup and put it in just a new. That Mr. Bruce seems to be saying that still would be left over. Why? Because all I did was move it from place A to place B. I didn't give it a new. Mahus. I didn't give it new boundaries. I didn't give it new, I didn't give it a new identity. I didn't. I just moved it. So Mr. Bruce is saying where I altered it, I made it new. It's like I have to think of a good mashal.
So.
Would the Meiri agree with this?
Oh,
no, this wouldn't help the Meiri. It's the same substance, right? If I have poison over here and I move it over here, I still have poison, right? If I have something that's a shakal and I move it from one place to another, it doesn't automatically become bar piagafen, right? So for the Meiri, the problem is going to survive the transfer. But apparently, for those shittas that say that the problem is in the kos, if you do enough to it to change it, even though it's the same substance, you know, it's hard to separate ourselves because we really look at it. We say, listen, it's left over. Yeah, it's left over, but by halachic standards, the fact that I gave it a new identity takes it away from the status of leftovers. How do I know it has a new identity? Because look, the leftovers are here. This is where the leftovers were. I took it away from here and I gave it a new home. I gave it a new name. Yeah, Ikari Shmo Bisrael, not leftovers.
What if it doesn't fill the other cup? Does it just have to be a different
Ravis,
size?
I think he's just saying smaller so that I'm using less than all of it. Using less than all of it. But that's what you were saying intuitively, that if you just transferred it from one cup to another, you'd still view it as being left over. Yeah, he's agreeing with that.
He wants some to be left over in the original.
Right,
bottle.
Right. Where are the leftovers? Oh, that's over there. Those are my leftovers.
This is the new.
This is new. What's the question? Yeah? You put less than all... Yeah, I think that's the same thing. No, I think he...
As long as you put less.
Because he wants to reveal. Right, he's putting less than all.
He's not referring to Malay cost Malay.
I don't think so. And he's just trying to show you that you need to wind up with a reveal. You need to wind up with a reveal. But if it's the same size over here, then I only had a reveal. He's just trying to show you that you have more than a reveal over here, and you wind up less than a reveal. So it sounds like, right? Okay. What time are these guys down Mincha at some point? All right, so we have another 5 minutes, so you guys can call another 5 minutes? I don't want to keep anyone. What time do you have to leave?
I have physical therapy.
Okay, right now?
No, it's in the city at 2.
Okay, so what time do you have to leave?
So, I have another 5 minutes.
5 minutes, okay, 5 minutes. That's all we need. 5 minutes. What about that other issue, the machlokas, the rush? So the rush mentions on page 4... He mentions that the Yerushalmi is mashma, that a kos pogum, Marbalov kolshu machshiro afiv b'mayim yachol sakna. Yishalmi seems to suggest that if I take a little wine or a little water and I put it into the cup, no problem. No problem. That fixes the problem. That fixes the problem. Now the Gos Maimoni is very upset by this. Right? Do you see that Gos Maimoni? Gos Maimoni writes, Kotzer Hashvam, that's this very unclear text. He writes, top of page 4-5. Right? V'yeshenogu, k'sheishlan yayin pogum, locha yayin, v'shofchin olav, u'mavarchin olav, v'lonis borolon me'einzeh. He says, I don't know where that came from, me'einzeh, right? Where does that come from? And he says, look at the Tosos and others who were Kori Tagar alzeh, they said this is not proper. V'omar, ein lo takana lehotzio mitoras pogum. The other position maintains that, I think he's talking about the Maharam here, right? The Maharam Rutenberg. The only way to fix it is el imkin shofcho toch yain acher she'enu pogum the kama kama bati of a lo pogum. You have two ways that the Gos Maimoni is talking about fixing it. Either I could take it and pour it into other wine, or take one. The first way that was mentioned, which he had a problem with, people said, Yerushalmi says you pour water or pour wine into it, you could fix it. He said, the Gos Maimoni says, no, you can't do that. You could pour it into other wine, kama batil, mevatil it in other wine, but to just add other wine or a little bit, he's not talking about any kind of measurement. He just says a little bit. I'll add a little bit of wine, a little bit of water. He says that doesn't work, but yet their sheet as a whole does work. What's the machlokes here? How does it work out? Does it relate to what we just said? Does it relate to what we just spoke about? If I hold the problem as a problem of the substance, right? Am I going to say the first way works? Can I just add a little bit of water in there or a little bit of wine in there and say everything's okay now? No, I'm not going to say that. Because the substance is not wine. I just put a little bit of water and now what does that do? It's nothing. But if I say it's a problem in what? It's a problem in the coast. So maybe just adding something new to it does what? Makes it a new coast, right? This coast before was leftovers. But now I made a different coast. How did I make a different coast? I put a little bit of wine in here. Right, there's new substance here. There's new visitors in this house. It's a new population, right? It's a new population. There's a different oilum, right? Before it was this, but now I put new things in here. I put a little bit of water, maybe a little bit of wine. It's new. So the coast is a different coast. But if I hold it to din in what? If I hold it to din in the wine, then I'm only going to say what? I'm only going to say the second way. What's the second way?
Throw it into something else.
Then I have to add it into wine. Right, that's already a question in Psak, how much you have to have. But it seems that you should have more wine. Yes. That's the Mishnah Berurah mentions that. Right. Because if you're talking about Bittul, that's right. Of what's bad. It's just more pasul wine. If it's larger, right? If it's enough, if it's big enough. That's right. That's why he even comes into that idea of kama batil. As I'm pouring it in, it's becoming batil, right? Rishon batil.
Why does he need to pour it into the other one? Why can't they say that? Just keep it here and just pour a lot into that.
Pour a lot of
wine into this already batil wine. Meaning, what's the changing the cups? Why does that make it?
Right. It could be that might work in one case if I pour it all in at once. But let's say I pour it in slowly. Pour it in slowly might be this problem. As I'm pouring it in, it's all becoming batil. Kama batil. But if I pour it, I dump it all in at once like a big tidal wave. Good. It has to be what? Right. That's the concern, right? That could be that.
Let's say you have cross pavilion and you add that rob into that.
Which case? What was the case again?
You have cross pavilion. And you add rob into that cross pavilion. Rob new one.
Right. That's what he's asking. That's what he's asking. I'm saying if you do it that way, you should pour it in all at once.
All at once.
Yeah, because otherwise you're going to run into the same problem. You're pouring a little bit at a time, it's going to be batel. I think you could do it that way, right? Just to conclude, just halacha lemaisa, you could take off the, if you want.